Chevy Equinox with forward collision alert, automatic emergency braking, and available all-wheel drive. It's my ultimate mobile device. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com to schedule a test drive. Chevy Equinox. It's your choice. Own it.
Cup champion Chicago Blackhawks play their final game of the 2015-16 regular season tonight here in the Buckeye State as they prepare for their defense of Lord Stanley. And with only the offseason to look forward to, the Columbus Blue Jackets are the opposition for a Blackhawks team hoping to stay healthy before the cup chase begins anew. Opening faceoff won by the Hawks. Rasmussen slings it back into the Hawks zone to Seabrook. Quick pass up the left wing. Rasmussen to Panarin over the Jackets line to Kane. Right circle. Sidney scores! 9 seconds into the game! Patrick Kane rips it past Bobrovsky. And the Hawks are out to a 1-0 lead. Hawks control off the draw. Panarin left circle. Shoots! Hit the post! Puck ricochets out to the right point. Seabrook got it there. Put it down to Kane, over to Panarin, left circle, shoot, he scores! There's that lethal combination. Kane from the right circle finds Panarin all alone near the left faceoff. Dottie one times it past Bobrovsky. It's a power play goal, 2-0 Hawks. Seth Jones at the right point. Tried to flip it across, Panarin intercepts. He's got a breakaway over the Jacket line, down the slot, shoot, he scores! Artemi Panarin with his 30th goal of the season! And the Hawks now lead 3-0 in Columbus. And listen to the Hawks fans here in Central Ohio. Oh, we get back to the play. Hartnell scores. A shot from the right point deflected off the end boards. And Hartnell slipped in behind Corey Crawford in the hot crease. And with a little backhanded flip directed it over the goal line, the Jackets are on the board and trail 3-1. Thomas Fleischman deflects it down behind the Hawk net. Calvert with a backhand shot. He scores! At Calvert to a loose puck in behind the Hawk net. Came out and fired a backhander from near the bottom of the left wing circle. That deflected off of somebody and in behind Crawford. It's a hockey game now. The Jackets trail 3-2. This is picked off by Scott Hartnell. He'll carry through center ice in over the Hawk line. Right wing, drops it off the side to Hartnell. Right circle to Wendberg. Put it in front. Saad, he shoots and scores. Number 31 on the season for former Hawk Brandon Saad. And simultaneously, he ties the score at 3. Murray shot a pass to the Hawk line. That's over Hartnell's stick and down behind the Hawk net. Hartnell in to get it for the Jackets. Hartnell setting up shot, flips it in front. And a one-time shot by Wendberg. He scores. That was a great play by Scott Hartnell, who has a goal and 2 assists here tonight. Wendberg slapped it past Crawford, and the Jackets lead for the first time in this one at 4-3. Back to Seabrook, Hawk line. He'll step ahead to center ice and fire it off the right boards and down behind the Blue Jacket net. Rolls up the near side. Kruger put it in front. Kane, he shoots, he scores! Patrick Kane with a one-time blast from the slot beats Bobrovsky cleanly, and again you hear the Hawks fans here in Columbus. We're tied at 4. Atkinson from the left wing boards, put it to the high slot. Seth Jones to Atkinson, left circle, shoots! They score!
That was about a 5-double redirect back and forth into the back of the net shot.
I believe Hartnell deflected that one, Troy. And it's a power play goal in overtime. The Blue Jackets win the game 5-4.